arrangements are being relaxed for goods which move into Northern Ireland and remain there. DUP leader Sir Geoffrey Donaldson insists the two-year boycott of Stormont was necessary.
When our grandchildren look back on this period, they will be able to say we had a just cause, we restored the balance, and we secured a positive future for Northern Ireland and its integral place in the Union of the United Kingdom.
A group of MPs believes men are ruining the lives of some women in the music industry and destroying their careers. The Women and Equalities Committee says a boys' club operates where sexual harassment and abuse are common. Major train networks in southern England are severely disrupted this morning and the first strikes of its kind this year. Members of the ASLEF union have walked out in a long-running dispute over pay. HSBC's been fined £57 million for failures to correctly register which accounts were entitled to compensation if the bank collapsed. It's the second largest penalty ever imposed by the Bank of England's Prudential Regulation Authority. The wreckage of Amelia Earhart's plane may have finally been discovered. Experts have been using sonar technology in the hope of solving the mystery of the pilot and explorer's disappearance. Matt Steele has more.
She was an aviation pioneer.
It wasn't exactly engine trouble.
Not happy with being the first woman to cross the Atlantic solo, she wanted to fly all the way around the world. She and her twin-engine plane were last seen in 1937 in New Guinea. Researchers say they've now found parts of it at the bottom of the Pacific, around 100 miles from Howland Island, which had been her next planned stop.
A patient said to be recovering well after receiving a brain implant chip from Elon Musk's Neuralink company. It's hoped people with disabilities in the future could control devices using thoughts. That's the latest. I'm Tim Jones.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks, Tim.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
So today's going to start cloudy and the odd shower can't be ruled out. Some bright spells will develop from the northwest in the afternoon. Another mild day in front of us. 8 degrees is your high today. Tonight we'll see most clouds soon diminish early, leaving plenty of clear spells. However, more patchy clouds will push in towards dawn. Winds will be light. 3 degrees is your overnight low.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
It's Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. Exactly 3 minutes past nine, then on Tuesday, 30th of January. Right, first of all, this hour is called 90s at 9 because every single song before 10 o'clock is a 90s song. We're starting you off with Bare Naked Ladies, The Beautiful South and Bitty McLean. And I'm going to be talking to Nikki Schuster in a second. Stay with us.
Mikey in the morning. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room, I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it now, I want to hoodwink, does it make you stop, think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the shallot Swiss, I like the sushi, cause it's never touch a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes, speak like Leanne rhymes, because I'm all about value. Bert Kemper's got the mad hits. You try to match wits. You try to hold me, but I bust through. Gonna make a freaking take a fake out like a sink and ink and shake out like vanilla. It's the finest of the flavors. Gonna see the show, cause then you'll know the vertigo is gonna go, cause it's so dangerous. You'll have to sign a waiver. Can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, well, you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw your arms in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me. I still got the red burns on both my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon. You realize it's not my fault, but I'm only too soon. Yesterday you'd forgiven me. And now I'll sit back and wait till you say you're sorry. Chinese chicken, you have a drumstick and your brain stops sticking. Watching
an X-Files with no lights on, with all our maisons. I hope the smoking man's in this one like Harrison Ford. I'm getting frantic, like Sting and Pantrick, like Stinkers guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. Okay, I don't make films, but if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better clubs, gonna find the kind with tiny numbs, so my irons are always flying off the backswing. Gonna get into my Sailor Moon, cause the cartoon has got the boom anime babes that make me think the wrong thing. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, but you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of losing my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Dropped your eyes to the sides and said I'm sorry. 5 days since I laughed at you and said you just did just what I thought you were gonna do. 3 days since the living room, we realized we're both to blame, but what did we do? Yesterday, you just smiled at me, cause it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. But trust me, I'm home on the Robbie.
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billy Ricky's Phoenix FM. So in the studio with me, I've got a very, very, very interesting young lady. Don't laugh. Very interesting young lady. This is Nikki Schuster. Now, Nikki, you actually own Renew Counselling, don't you?
Oh, I'm the CEO of Renew Counselling. We're a charity. Mm-hmm. We've been around since about 1904.
Oh.
So we provide counselling and support to people around Chelmsford, Basildon, Brentwood, Mid and South Essex, really.
Now, this is part of our Community Tree podcast that we're doing throughout the year. And we're talking about depression and anxiety and counsellors and mental health in general. Now, I know you do a lot. How many did you say that you...
About 16,000 sessions a year.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. How long is each session?
Well, a counselling session is about 50 minutes.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of time.
Yeah.
And how long how long did you train for to get into the job?
To be a counsellor. Well, my own training, I think I said to you, I was training for about 7 years in the end.
Yeah.
Although that's not the case for all training. I think I also said to you that we're in partnership with ARU and we provide training as well. So we can train people to become children and young people counsellors, and that takes about 4 years part-time.
Right.
So someone can commit like a day a week and they can grow and develop and become counsellors.
Now, the last one of these that I done, we spoke to Sidra Naeem, and that's on the website, phoenixfm.com. Do you find, because she said that there was more children coming through recently because of lockdown and because of the pressure, I mean over the past year or two, because of the pressure that we're putting on the children to give results in an exam. Do you find the same thing, or is it just mixed?
I think there's always been a lot of pressure on children and young people around exam time. There's no doubt about that. I think that COVID definitely has had an effect, and it's working its way through in a strange way. You know, you would have thought when COVID happened, for maybe 6 months, a year afterwards, kids would have been wobbly. But the impact of being homeschooled effectively, of being deprived the things that normal kids their age would have done, is telling and unfolding more slowly.
Yeah.
So you see there is an increased anxiety in children, definitely. There is an increase in children struggling to cope. You've probably seen that diagnosis of autism and ADHD are going through the roof.
Do you think the COVID brought that out?
I don't know that COVID brought it out. I just think that perhaps children are struggling to cope.
Right.
And perhaps for some, they wouldn't have been picked up before because the difficulties they were having wouldn't have been as significant as they are now. It's hard to say, really. It really is. But I do know that children and young people you can see the effects of that lack of socialisation on them now. Yeah, definitely.
And what about adults? Because I saw yesterday, I'm still seeing people wearing masks, face masks in supermarkets. Mm. Do you think it's the COVID had an effect on adults' mental health?
I really do. I think we underestimate the impact on adults. You know, there's a lot of pressure. Since COVID, we've had austerity, haven't we? There's been Brexit, there's been lots of changes within the country, and a lot of adults are expected to just pick up and keep going. And, you know, there's less money in your wallet, there's higher bills coming through. The news can be very depressing as well.
I don't watch news.
There's job losses, there's lots and lots of pressures, and maybe your kids are struggling as well. So I do think that adults are under increased pressure at the moment and increased stress. Yeah.
I think social media takes its toll on people as well, to be honest with you.
It's interesting. Every time I speak to someone, that comes up pretty quickly. You know, it offers a lot, doesn't it? It offers a lot, but it also takes a hell of a lot.
It does take a lot. I mean, my wife came off social media. She went, "You know what? I've never felt happier."
Yeah.
Because you're constantly bombarded with... I mean, nobody puts a negative part on social media.
Well,
they all show the positives.
And I think if you don't feel great about yourself...
Yeah.
And maybe life's a bit rubbish, you're drawn, aren't you? You're drawn to something to lift you. But what you're not realising is it's actually making you feel even more rubbish about yourself.
Yeah.
And I think there has been some research done around, you know, young people's mental health and social media. You know, we see it, don't we? We see it everywhere, how it's manifesting in the development of children and young people. You know, if you look on social media, every young person is doing their makeup or putting on their eyelashes. And then you're seeing kids wanting to imitate that.
Yeah, that's right.
So, you know, we create an ideal through social media that nobody can ever live up to, and that dissatisfaction makes children and young people continually need external things to make them feel better rather than working on what's going on inside of them to feel better. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes total sense. Total sense. Is there a particular trigger that is more popular and affects more people than all the rest of the triggers, because mental health is quite a complex subject?
Everybody is an individual. Everybody's own mental well-being is affected by different things, because there's so much that comes into play.
Mm.
Your health, your social environment, your relationships. So it's a very difficult subject answer. I would say that developmentally, so if you look at adolescence in particular as an example, going through puberty at the same time as having exam stress, being told what to do and how to do it, maybe falling out with peers, being in this, if you look at a 14-year-old, you could be in the class with somebody who looks 40 and somebody else who looks 9.
Yeah.
And that one that looks 9 has been your friend forever, and so is the one who looks 45 and feels older.
Mm.
So their friendship groups are under an awful lot of pressure, around 13 or 14. So there's a lot of different things around that adolescence that young people are struggling with and managing, that makes them very vulnerable,
right?
I think. So I would say it's life cycle more than triggers per se, if that makes sense.
Is there this is something I've always wanted to know. Is there a particular age group where when someone's developing early teen years for male and female, that has a biggest impact on how they end up being as an adult? And is the age group different between male and female?
These are very complex questions you're asking me.
Sorry.
And again, I'm going to come back and say everybody is an individual, and you're looking to anchor something in something.
Yes.
You know, if you're a 14-year-old and mum and dad are well off and available to you, and you're going through hardship, that's a protective factor around you.
Mm.
If you're a young person and mum and dad are splitting up, you know, school's giving you lots of hassle around your exams, etc. You've fallen out with your friends. There's an awful lot going on. Your life experience is going to be different.
Oh, yes, you've had the rug pulled away from underneath you.
Exactly.
You? All of a sudden.
So it's very normal to want to know what's the absolute answer on this. But yeah. I think what I'm saying to you is...
Everyone's different.
Everyone is different, depending on what's going on in their life.
Yeah.
And what's going on inside of them. Yeah.
Because you notice through... I've noticed through adults that... Some people handle some situations so easily, and then the next person that they're friends, they can't handle it. Mm. They just turn their back on it, or they walk away, or they, you know, yeah. they're almost shutting themselves off to the. Yeah. And you think, what, you know, what's happened in those two different people's lives to handle the same data, the same input data yeah. differently?
Yeah, well, that is the way it works.
Yeah,
you know, I think. You will see on social media people talk about PTSD and yeah. trauma an awful lot, and the way we use this language, it becomes quite flippant.
Yeah.
But actually, you know, there are people who've had continual trauma through their life, and so managing stuff becomes harder. And then you have someone who's had quite a secure life, fortunately, and a trauma comes along out of the blue that they would never have expected. And they don't have the resilience to deal with it because
yeah.
they haven't had that
built up.
So it is quite complex, really.
So just after World War II, people were a lot more resilient to the small problems.
Exactly.
Is that about right?
That's exactly it, yeah. Exactly.
Further and further we're getting away from that. We seem to be coming as a race, human race, we seem to be coming softer and softer because we've not been faced with the aggravation.
I don't know. I think everybody's experience is unique, and generationally that's the case as well, isn't it? I was thinking about this morning. I was thinking, you know, I remember when I had small children and my mum would try and tell me what to do, and I think she knows nothing.
I'll get that for my son.
And now my daughter's just had a child. And again, I can feel like there's so much out there, you know. Things change, don't they, through life. And I suppose what I'm thinking about when you talk about that is there's a thing, a theory called Maslow's hierarchy of needs,
yeah.
which lots of people talk about.
Yeah.
And what it basically says is if you have food in your belly, a roof over your head, heating, an intimate relationship,
yeah.
then you can start worrying about other things.
The next level,
effectively.
Yeah.
You move up a level. And I think after World War II, people didn't have those basic
needs.
No,
that was the basic needs
so
they wanted.
So their focus was on those things.
Mm.
Whereas now, I'd like to be able to say to you, many people have those basic needs met, but I think in recent years, even those basic needs are under challenge.
Yeah, again. They are at the moment.
And perhaps the difference between now and after the Second World War is everybody was affected by the Second World War.
Yeah.
Now, not everybody has a tough time. And that can be hard if you're looking on social media or on the telly and seeing people living these opulent lifestyles and you're struggling to pay your bills. I imagine that sits harder than it would have done
after
the Second World
totally.
War.
Nikki, I could carry on talking to you all day. You're a fascinating lady. You really
well,
are.
I'm not, but the subject matter is.
No, it's you. Don't underestimate. Don't underestimate the power of your mind. Have you got a website and a telephone number in case somebody's listening and they want to get in contact?
We do. And because we're based in Basildon, Brentwood and Chelmsford, I'm not going to give you all three phone numbers. I'd say go on the website, Renew Counselling. So it's renew.org.uk. And you can get in touch with us that way. We have a Facebook page. You can get in touch. You can DM us. That's absolutely fine. Look at us talking about social media now and giving you all of this. I'll give you our head office number because I think that would be fair.
Okay.
01245 269 335. That's Chelmsford. So if you call there, they'll put you through to the offices in Basildon and Brentwood.
Brilliant.
And you can access our counselling
service. I'm going to put the telephone number underneath this when we put this on the website.
And I'll give
I'm
you all three.
I'm going to put the link on there as well, so people have just got to click the link.
Perfect.
Thank you so much for coming in and talking to us. It's been a fascinating conversation. It really has.
You're more than welcome.
Space just on my own. I need a little time to find my freedom. I need a little.
Funny how quick the milk turns sour, isn't it? Isn't it? Your face has been looking like that for hours, hasn't it? Hasn't it? Promises, promises turn to dust. Wedding bells just turn to rust. Trust into mistrust.
I need a little room to find myself. I need a little space to work it out. I need a little room all alone.
I need a little room for your big head, don't you? Don't you? You need a little space for a thousand beds, won't you? Won't you? Lips that promise feel the worst. Tongue so sharp, the bubble.
What's wrong? I've had a little time, and I still love you.
You had a little time and you had a little fun, didn't ya? Didn't ya? Well, you had yours, do you think you had none? Do ya? Do ya? The freedom that you wanted back is yours for good. I hope you're glad.
Can't you see?
McLean. Lovely name, Bitty. I wonder if that's his real name. Mr. Bitty McLean. Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's 9:27 then. We've got Pearl, Blue Pearl on the way next.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Not Pearl Blue, as I was going to say. Looking at the roads in the Brentwood area, Wilson's Corner's a little bit slow, I suppose, and Ongar Road is slow from Highland Avenue down to Wilson's Corner. The other direction seems to be okay, but that's it for Brentwood. Everything else is hunky-dory. Over in Billericay, the Sun Street, Chapel Street roundabout across to the bottom of the High Street. Also, the A129 from Western Road Junction across to the bottom of the High Street and back again seems to be quite slow. And the High Street is slowing down from the Norsey Road Junction down to the Langdon Road roundabout and back, and the slowest part of that is outside the Blue Boar, the Wetherspoon pub there, in both directions. On the motorways, the M11 London bound, it's slow between Junction 7 Harlow and Junction 6, the M25, and again it's slow between Junction 5 Loughton and Junction 4, the A406. M25 anti-clockwise is slow between Junction 30, the A13, and Junction 28, the A12. A12 London bound, that's still slow there between Junction 24 Kelvedon North and Junction 22 Whittam North. It's also slow northbound A12 between Junction 18 Sandon and Junction 19 Boreham Interchange. A12 London bound again, it's slow between Junction 21 Whittam South and Junction 22 A127 London bound is slow between Kent Elms Corner and Progress Road. A13 westbound, we've still got two spots of slowness there. It's slow between the Pitsy Flyover A132 and the Five Bells Interchange A176. It's also slow from the Stifford Interchange, and that goes towards the M25 at Junction 30. And the A127 London bound, there's still a very small amount of slow traffic between the Halfway House A128 and the M25 Junction 29. And that's a lot. That's all I can see. As always, if you can see a problem and I'm not talking about it, call me and tell me. 01277 2030 32, the number is. And don't forget, if you're in your car, don't touch your phone while the engine's running. It is illegal. You will get caught. It's just a matter of time. We've got another traffic update for you in about 60 minutes.
90s at 9.
pain, step into the blessed rain. Cool the fire in your soul, the rain will make you whole. Come and wash away the pain, step into the blessed rain. Cool the fire in your soul, the rain will make you whole. Take me dancing, naked in the rain. Feel it washing over me.
something that I've left behind. Make me see that I've been far too blind.
Be loved. Don't wanna beg you, baby, but I gonna slam down the phone, girl, for the 100th time. I got your number on my wall, but I ain't gonna make that call. When divided we stand, baby, united we fall. We're fighting for when we treat each other, baby, like an act of war. I could tell a million lies, it would come as no surprise. When the truth is like a stranger, hits you right between the eyes. There's a time and a place and a reason, and I know
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. What an absolutely fascinating lady that Nikki was. Fascinating. That interview is going to be put on phoenixfm.com a little bit later on. Just check the breakfast show link and you'll find me there. I'm also going to put a link to the websites and telephone numbers for all the Renew Counselling. So, on the way next, we'll get EMF and Unbelievable, don't we?
90s at 9.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEH BAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEH BAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEH SEHBAC or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
Start your week with a giggle. I'm Scott Ross and I'm your host on the Monday and Tuesday editions of the 1-2-3 show. Surprise guests, a regular historical feature on Tuesdays, a lot of laughs and more music than you can shake a stick at. So join me if you can between 1 and 3 every Monday and Tuesday afternoon right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
You're unbelievable. You're unbelievable. You're so unbelievable. You're unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. Now, Marco Pierre White's restaurant at the Holiday Inn in Brentwood has a special Valentine's Day menu on offer with five courses for just £42.50 per person. If you want some bookings and more, just call this number 01277 247 220.
Yeah, I want to Princess here before you. That's what I said now, Princess. Princess, who adore you, just go ahead now. One last diamond in his pockets, and that's a breath now. This one, see the most by you rockets, hanging his head now. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I said now. Princess, princess who adore you, just go ahead now. One has diamonds in his pockets, and that's a friend now. This one who wants to buy you rockets ain't in his head now. Marry him or marry me, I'm the one that look at the can't you see. I ain't got no bitch up in the tree, but I know what a prince and love a heart to be. I know what a prince and love a heart to be. Said if you want to come in, baby, just go ahead now. And if you like to tell me, baby, just go ahead now. And if you wonder about me flowers, just go ahead now. Like to talk for hours, just go ahead now. And if you want to call me, baby, just go ahead now. And if you like to tell me, baby, just go ahead now. And if you like to buy me flowers, just go ahead now. And if you like to talk for hours, just go ahead now. If you want to call me, baby, just go ahead now.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.